Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Rodney, have you noticed the proliferation of plastic bottles in the environment anywhere? I mean, I walked into a well-known supermarket, like all the other supermarkets, and there are just rows and rows of 5-litre plastic bottles.
Yes.
Ouch.
Mm. Yeah, indeed. Rows and rows, absolutely. Yeah. You wonder, are you going to say what happens to them when the water's gone?
Well, yeah. Yes, strange enough. But actually, we did talk about that last week, and it's very interesting that there are three companies that have stepped in, and they've made a plan. They're stepping up to the plate with plans to deal with all this influx of plastic bottlery into the Western Cape. Petco, the pet plastic bottle recycler, Extra Pet, who actually make the bottles, and one of the users, Oasis Water. A 15 metric ton consignment of used bottles is off to recycling plants in Gauteng, which means that 500,000 bottles will be kept out of landfills or from landing in the rivers and eventually being washed out to sea. A lot more effort will be needed, and hopefully the private sector, local government, most importantly you and I, the users, will do our bit. Over 55% of PET bottles were recycled in the past year, a record proportion, but that still means that 45% wasn't recycled. Now, members of the United Kingdom are talking seriously about a deposit scheme on beverage bottles. Scotland is already far ahead, with the pressure building on England and Northern Ireland to follow suit. There's some political squabbling going on about how it should be done, but it seems it will happen. The Brits consume a staggering 13 billion plastic bottles a year. Some 9 billion are recycled, but that leaves an awful lot out there. About 15 million bottles are dropped on the ground, sent to landfills, or incinerated every day. Experience shows that a deposit scheme, if correctly managed, will reduce the wastage dramatically. About 40 countries worldwide and 21 United States states have some kind of deposit return scheme in place. It's estimated that it'll cost about 20 billion rand to set up the UK scheme and about 10 billion rand per year to run it. Ouch, that's how habituated we are to plastic bottles. The tide is slowly turning against plastic pollution, but it will probably get worse before it gets better. The Great Pacific Ocean plastic garbage patch is growing steadily. It's now 2.5 times the area of France, according to some accounts. It's a bit of a controversial thing, that, because it's difficult to spot from space, and different patches show up at different places. But there's no doubt that there's a lot of plastic out there. Plastic pollution in the sea could treble in a decade if nothing is done. Well, to happier thoughts. A celebratory holiday weekend coming up, and if you're devotional or just recreational, I wish you a happy and fulfilling time with family and friends. Especially if you're out there in our beautiful natural environment, picnicking or camping, or just taking in the amazing biodiversity. Be responsible, particularly with plastic packaging, of course. Don't be part of the problem, be part of the solution. Which applies to everything, including driving. Do take care and enjoy this lovely weather.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get Remax. Care, consciousness and commitment. At Remax, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem, skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Remax. Above the crowd.